Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. Today we're going to be talking about crystals. We're going to go over, what some crystals are, what particular type of energy frequency they release, how you can use them, and you can really get creative with crystals. But before we dive deep into the exciting topic of crystals, here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back. So crystals are just becoming more and more popular every day. More and more people are getting into crystals, wanting to learn more about crystals. And you don't have to be a crystal expert to incorporate crystals into your day-to-day life. Crystals are just, they're gorgeous to look at. People do feel a sense of calm, peace when they do hold crystals. I mean, crystals are used in modern day technology, guys. Okay, they are using them for technology. So there's something to be said about crystals, and you can be creative when using crystals. You can use crystals during your meditation practice. Crystals are very healing and can be very calming. And so they can amplify your concentration when you are meditating. So just a really basic way to meditate with crystals would be just holding them in the palms of your hand while meditating. Sometimes when I'm doing a lying down meditation, I do like to place particular crystals, on my chakra centers, since I'm laying down, on my forehead, my chest, above my shoulders, holding them in my palms of my hands as well, my abdomen. And once you learn more and more about particular crystals, you can select some particular crystals for the intention of your meditation. Also too, if I don't have a crystal facial roller on hand, if I'm having a tension headache, I usually have crystals around me when I'm working, when I take a break, or if I'm getting a tension headache, I simply grab a crystal. And I'll just particularly a tumbled crystal, and I'll just smooth it, rub it over my temples and my forehead to ease my headache, along with using an essential oil like peppermint or lavender on my forehead. So it typically eases the tension headache away, and it's very calming and very soothing. And same thing when you're using just a regular crystal facial roller. It does feel amazing. It's obviously much more convenient when you have a facial crystal roller. You're just rolling the crystal against your face, and it helps tighten your facial muscles, and it really helps when you are putting especially moisturizer on to really rub the moisturizer into your skin, or a cleanser. Okay, let's get into it. All right, so you could also use crystals as jewelry as well. So amethyst is a very popular crystal. It's typically, purple in color, and amethyst is very healing. It is also, great for increasing your intuition. So if you're doing, if you're trying to make a difficult decision, and you have various options, you can go with option A, B, or C. We've all been there. We've all tormented ourselves over, overthinking things and seeing the consequence for each option and just torturing yourself over, what decision to make. Meditating with an amethyst crystal, and I would recommend combining it with a clear quartz, because the clear quartz amplifies the energy of the crystals around the clear quartz, and also clear quartz amplifies mental clarity. So the combo of the amethyst and the clear quartz is a very powerful combo when in trying to make a decision or find a solution. So those are two great crystals. Now, selenite is amazing. I love selenite. Selenite is a very powerful energy cleanser. So when you, if you heard about people talking about cleansing their crystals, it's just when you're purchasing your crystals from the store or any, or even from Happy Being Well, you know, there's multiple people, you know, touching them and placing them during the, you know, warehousing and shipping process. You want to cleanse the energy of others and just, you know, people, there's multiple ways to cleanse crystals, but an easy peasy way to do it, and the most time effective way to do it, is simply just cleansing them with a selenite crystal. Selenite is one of the crystals that does not need to be cleansed. So it actually, when you're placing your other crystals around it, it cleanses the other crystals. So you can get like a, you know, you can grab a bunch of selenite, like a selenite log or selenite sticks, and place your crystals on them, around them, and let them sit by a window or something and just let them cleanse. Selenite is also great for communicating to your higher self or your angel guides. It's also a really great protection crystal as well. So you want to place, if you have like selenite little sticks and stuff, you want to place them around your, the windows of your home or near your hallway where your doors are. It's a really great protection crystal. So we'll talk about rose quartz. So rose quartz is a very popular crystal. It is known as the love crystal. So if you're not familiar with rose quartz by now, you know, now it's the love crystal. So it releases love energy. So it is a very popular crystal to have and work with. You know, you don't have to isolate the thought of love in just in terms of a romantic relationship. It could be, you know, infusing love into your work. It could be infusing just love energy into your home. You know, love is a very high frequency, and you definitely, you know, would want to have that frequency, you know, in your home and feel that and infuse it with everything that you do. So it's a great crystal to have as a part of your staple collection. And also when you're meditating, if you're doing a self-love meditation, it is ideal to hold that crystal when you're doing a self-love meditation. So I just released a guided self-love meditation about 2 days ago. So if you check in the archives of the podcast, you'll see a guided self-love meditation. I highly, highly recommend you listen to it. It is very powerful. We all, you know, need to activate our self-love muscles on a daily basis. And let's go. So as we can see, you can get various forms of crystals, tumbled, raw, and selenite. You can get selenite sticks. I love selenite sticks personally. Also, too, I love to hold my selenite stick, not only just for charging my crystals, but, you know, just if I've been spending time with a lot of people and I want to cleanse my energy from any type of energy, you know, residue from the interactions and stuff, or just want to just, I'll just hold the selenite crystal and around me and cleanse, you know, the energy around me just by just, you know, just literally holding the crystal and just placing it around my head, my arms, around my body, to cleanse my energy. So love selenite. it is, I love it. It's one of my favorite crystals. So black tourmaline is a very powerful, it's protection as well. It protects you from, you know, any particular negativity coming at your way. And it's very grounding as well. So it's a very popular crystal to have in your crystal collection. Just like black obsidian as well. And we have fluorite. Fluorite is very healing. It's a very popular crystal. It's very beautiful to look at. And we discussed clear quartz. Clear quartz is another, I would say, if you're just starting with crystals, and if you're going to like buy your first crystal, I would start with the clear quartz. Clear quartz is a very popular crystal and definitely should be a part of your staple collection. So, and all crystals are very healing, okay? And citrine is very beautiful. It's known as the abundance crystal. If you're trying to attract more abundance into your life, you know, definitely have a citrine crystal, meditate with a citrine crystal. And they're very pretty to look at as well. And, you know, with your, again, like talking about getting creative with your crystals, you don't also just, you know, have to hold them in your hands while meditating or just relaxing. Or if you're just taking, for me, when I'm taking a break, I hold crystals. If I'm taking a break from the computer, you know, I need that recharge, reset moment. I do recharge with my crystals. I take my eyes away from the computer screen. But, you know, getting creative with crystals and having crystals a part of your home decor. So you can have crystal bookends as a part of your home decor. And Happy Being Well does carry crystal bookends. You know, I didn't even know for a long time that there was such a thing as crystal home decor until I started doing my research. So they're very beautiful to look at. And also, you can have crystals as part of your kitchen supply collection. HappyBeingWell.com also carries crystal serving platters where you can serve your food on literally crystal. Happy Being Well also has tea infusers that have a crystal at the end when you're infusing your tea. And also wine stoppers as well. So getting creative with crystals and making them a part of your home decor is, you know, really great as well. So you don't always have to, you know, hold crystals as a part of your day-to-day life. And when you're trying to incorporate, you know, crystal energy frequency into your home environment. And again, like I said, they're really beautiful to look at as well. So, if you guys have any questions, feel free to DM the Happy Being Well page about any other particular type of crystal you want to learn about or any questions about crystals. I just wanted to briefly do a quick little overview about crystals. And I hope you guys start working with crystals if you're not working with crystals, especially if you're starting your meditation practice. I know when you're first starting, that can be very challenging. I've been there. And, you know, using tools like crystals, aromatherapy really did help me get into my meditation practice, along with using guided meditations to kind of just get used to being in a meditative state and, you know, learning how to not have thoughts for a particular period of time, which can be very challenging because we have not been conditioned to do so. By default, we are constantly thinking about something, thinking that what we have to do, what should we be doing, or being distracted by the phone, the telephone phone, or our external environment. So we're just always used to noise, pretty much mind noise by default. We're conditioned. So this is why, so don't feel bad if you're trying to meditate and it's super challenging. You think it's only for like the special people or whatever. It happens to most people just due to the fact of our habitual way of living. So it is a muscle, you know, it does take practice. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. And what I could say too is, you know, use the power of association. Our mind likes to associate things with things. So, you know, if you really want to amplify your meditation practice, you know, if you have a meditation room or a room in your home or somewhere that you will meditate regularly in, it really, so when you go into that room, it'll be much more easier for you to meditate, because our mind likes associations. Same thing with a particular time of day. If you feel like you need to add in more amplifiers and boosters to your meditation practice, I would recommend those two tips. So thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe and share it out with those you know. And remember, live happy, being well, sending love and light to you all.